This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wow. Oh, what an election this has been, and it comes to this. At this point, Donald Trump has left his party headquarters, I'll call it, in New York to go and, as people are saying, speak to his wife and put together what I'm assuming is his acceptance speech, because it looks like pretty much barring running the table in an incredible way, there's still 8 states too close to call. Trump with 244, Clinton with 209, but that race to 270 really looks like it's falling into his lap. Somebody who's been on top of this the whole time, and we talk to her all the time here on America Tonight. It's always a pleasure to chat with Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, you've been saying this all along, every time we talk, that it was a coin flip and there was absolutely a chance he could win. But yet when I listen to some of the other...
I say it was a coin flip. I actually, have said, and I voted for Hillary Clinton, that Trump was going to win.
Yeah. And so... we have all these people that seem so stunned by it, but I'm surprised that they're stunned because I guess they hadn't been paying attention to what was happening. What do you think it is that really...
Well, I think, first of all, the news media ought to be horsewhipped because they relied on their viewpoint and they didn't interview people in the middle of the country who have lost their jobs, who are really concerned, who want to change, who don't want same as usual. And that's what happened.
Yeah. That's what I think, too. And obviously the polling, a lot of the polling was wrong because of that.
Well, people lie to pollsters. I mean, look at the Brexit thing.
Yeah.
We know people lie to pollsters. And yesterday when the exit polls, I have a friend who's a Hillary person, and he sent me the exit polls about 5 hours ago, and I said, I don't believe them.
Wow.
We have it in the bag. I said, I don't believe it.
Wow. And so here's...
I want to one big...
Yeah. And here everybody, people are supposedly crying at the Javits Center and upset and stunned by all of this, but it looks like she's going to be making that concession speech.
I know. Can you believe it? I'm sure she didn't even predict it.
I don't think so.
It's really astounding.
I think they really they had it in the bag, and like your friend said, Democratic Party. And so he had all that media, too. He had the free media. He didn't spend anything near what the Clinton people spent. She had offices on the ground for a year, field offices in Florida. He had none, and yet he takes Florida.
Well, first of all, there's some old bats like me in Florida. And a lot of these old bats see their Social Security checks go up by less than 1%, and they want an alternative. They don't want more of the same. And that's what happened, in my view.
Yeah. So now
in
there's...
Florida particularly.
Yeah. Of everything that's happened so far, of what's rolled in, what surprised you the most?
I think I'm surprised. I actually, where I was wrong in my predictions is I thought they'd do a little better in the Democrats would do a little better in the congressional races. I thought people would get in the booth and they'd vote for Trump and then they'd also vote for a Democrat, not to give him too much power, but I think I've been wrong about that. So I think that surprised me.
So you look at the people that helped Donald Trump, and he has, 70-some days in that transition to come up with a lot of different people.
His transition team, most people are not aware of this, but his transition team and Hillary's transition team have been in the same building on different floors.
Wow. Wow. Working on that, thinking, I'm sure that the Hillary people
very
thinking.
Very close to the White House, actually.
Yeah, thinking.
The whole thing is paid for by the GSA.
Yeah, thinking that it was going to happen and then it didn't.
Exactly.
Wow.
But their transition teams have been working all along.
Yeah. And you see, the other part of this is, of course, with the nervousness over what you're going to get with Donald Trump, the stock market is just cratering. The futures have plunged over 600 points.
I know. Well, but we'll see what happens. I mean, he's going to have to act and look presidential in order to save this country. The only thing that we have to save ourselves is the midterms, because traditionally any president that's in office does very poorly in the midterms, their first segment. So it may go back to the Democrats, but that's 2 years away.
Right. So if not, it's just Republican across the board, and what happens then with uniting the country?
That's right. Well, we'll see. I remember after Bill Clinton had been in, the Democratic National Committee, when he lost so badly in the midterms, actually set up a job bank.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, boy. Well, these, you know this, the next couple of weeks are going to be incredibly interesting. How do you think the Obamas are feeling, both of them?
Oh, I think the Obamas are miserable.
I think so, too.
I do. I think Michelle Obama did her very best to try and elect Hillary Clinton.
I do, too. I think she pushed the hardest.
She definitely did. And, she, you know, a friend of mine from a Democrat from Ohio said, what can we do to win Ohio? And they said, get Oprah Winfrey and Obama here. Mrs. Obama.
Yeah.
But obviously, it didn't work in Ohio.
Yeah, didn't work
so
in Ohio.
Get Oprah Winfrey in. The great state of Ohio, I'm sad.
Yes, and Ohio flipped early. We knew that pretty early going. I was looking
and
at that like, wow.
Unfortunately, as we say, so goes Ohio, so goes the nation.
And then once again, we see what happens. Absolutely.
That's right.
Wow. What do you think? Here's another interesting question. How about all the Republicans that ditched Donald Trump? Do you think he'll keep score and, you know, kind of push them to the side like Lindsey Graham?
Oh, they're in big trouble with the Trump administration. They're in very big trouble with the Trump administration.
Yeah, I think so, too. Lindsey Graham, forget it. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. So,
wow.
But it'll be interesting at midterms because it's just going to be.
Yeah, it's just going to be. Absolutely. So for you, I mean, obviously you've been covering this all day long, and Talk Media News has people all over the place going. Are you going over to Trump, the Trump party? I guess there's other people that are going
to
be over there.
We have two people at the Trump party. Justin and Luke are at the Trump party. We had to be there at 6 p.m., and I had to be at Fox, which is where I'll be. 40, 50 minutes from now, I'll be here for the next 4 hours on air, so you can watch while you're on radio.
Awesome. We will check in on Ellen Radner. Ellen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, so Ellen's right. She did say that. We did talk about it. She and I talked about it along the way the entire time. Some of the reaction has been pretty interesting. And the first thing I did think about, for many of you listening, is I thought about all the Republicans that bailed on Donald Trump and how they are absolutely in the doghouse at this point. It becomes, during this transition, pretty interesting, I think, to watch this. And I think one thing that Ellen said is right. Now he becomes presidential, and let's see, with some of the themes, Make America Great Again, you know what we're going to get out of a Trump administration. I mean, by the way, this isn't officially been called yet, but if you do the math, and I'm a big fan of the math, it just doesn't add up for Hillary Clinton. I just can't imagine that she would just have to roll just straight, you know, a straight roll. She'd have to have a perfect royal flush to pull this out. So Trump fans are definitely cheering in New York. I can hear them. Can you hear them? They're saying, make America great again. Anyway, you can react, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, Get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Danger. Blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Donald Trump wins the battlegrounds of Florida, Ohio, North Carolina. Clinton barely hanging on. We look at Michigan. Very much in play, and I think pretty much in play for Donald Trump. You know, it's all about the numbers, and as I said, and I was being serious about this, it would be absolutely as though you were sitting at the table and you got royal flush after royal flush after royal flush after royal flush, and it's just very unlikely, which is why it was safe for Trump, who even was just being cautious and a little superstitious at the end, to wait until it looked like, okay, this is really going to... This is a reality. This is really going to happen. And when to go probably put some little points down on a speech and talk to his family and all that other sort of thing. Because they are celebrating. Sad news is if you've got any money in the stock market, like your 401k, it is dropping like a fly in a pond with no way out. Futures down 80 points. The Nike 5.3. But that's because investors don't know what's going to happen. It's the uncertainty, where it was the same old, if it had been Hillary Clinton. And by the way, this isn't official. It's not officially in the bag. One of the big states, like I said, that was in play was Michigan, Grand Rapids. Last night, Donald Trump was there at the wee hours. Tomas from Michigan was so excited, called us, told us about the long lines wrapped around the building, and now we have Tomas with us, and Kent County is huge in this election, isn't it?
All right, Kate, can you hear me?
We got you.
Listen, so, you know, the representative, he got scared because he said, oh, I don't know who you are, who this is, so I got another person from you, all right?
Okay.
His name is
okay.
Tommy Brandt. He just was elected. He's been here all night. He's a fixture in Kent County. He runs the best steakhouse, and he just got elected, all right? So I'm going to put him on. His name is Tommy Brandt, and you can, you know, just have your way with him, okay?
Sure. Thanks, Tomas. Very nice, on the ground working for us.
Hello.
Tommy Brandt,
okay.
Hey, Hey, congratulations to you for your election. Well, what position did you get elected to?
Thanks. It's hard to hear you. What'd you say?
I said, what'd you get elected to?
Oh, state representative, 77th District, Byron Center, Wyoming, and a little bit of Cutlerville.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on that. So tell us what the atmosphere is like there. We certainly heard from Tomas last night, and we could see with our own eyes that people were just crazy for Trump and staying up very late, and it obviously paid off, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, people are still hanging around. We got almost a full bar at Casino downtown. So, and, yeah, it's a pretty active place.
And it's too close to call at this point, but what do you think made the difference? Obviously, you were there. You were campaigning. What made the difference for the Trump campaign if, in fact, they do take Michigan?
I don't know. I mean, I think he's a businessman. He's a hard worker. He came there a lot of times, and, coming at, like, midnight or 1 in the morning, I mean, that says a lot for his work ethic. And I think that helped him in Michigan. Coming back and working hard.
And so tell us about Kent County, because you just got elected as a state rep. What do people there care about? What are the big concerns?
Well, one of the reasons I'm running, because I really believe in free enterprise, and I'm a small business fan, and I like to give the kids some hope. I mean, you really don't have to go to college all the time. You can, if you say you like landscaping, you can open your own landscaping company. I want to give the kids hope, and that's what I'm running on. And I want to get there and introduce the school system. Kent County, we're just good people that work hard, and they're concerned about, keeping money for their families and paying less taxes. But still, they care about the state and the county. And they okay villages, and I think they got an open mind for both taxes when they need it, but taxes when they don't, so.
Makes sense. So when you're not being a state rep, Tomas said that you have one of the best steaks, is that right, steakhouse around in Kent?
Oh, yeah, I love my customers, and my restaurant, it's a blue-collar restaurant, and my customers are so good, and I love my employees, so. When I go to Lansing, I'm like running a little town in my restaurant. I got brands and division, and I'll take a lot of that to Lansing. So my restaurant will make a lot of my decision making in Lansing. And it's going to be, I'm not radical. I mean, I think, for instance, FDR, Democrat president, did a great job with Social Security and Medicare. My dad, when he died, he didn't die with a lot of money, but because of FDR, Social Security, and Medicare, he survived on it. And of course, he would have taken care of him. But so I see both sides. I'm not a radical person, so I think that's going to suit me well.
Well, Tommy, thanks so much for, on a busy night, letting Tomas wrangle you on to America tonight. We appreciate you for painting that picture, and good luck. When I'm up there, I'll have to come have a steak at your steakhouse.
Yeah, you call me anytime, and you betcha. Thank you for interviewing me.
All right, Tommy. So there you go. You heard a little bit of a glimpse. I thought was great what he said, because I keep talking about as you go into these individual counties, and Michigan still hasn't been called yet. So Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin still too close to call. So the official electoral tally, 270 is what you need. Trump's got 244. But Michigan, when they're looking at Detroit, and then they're looking at other areas, like Kent County is a major area, and that's Grand Rapids' backyard, and that's exactly where he was last night, very, 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 very late. And you heard Tommy say that people, he wants to give younger people hope, that there are people that didn't have hope there, and that it's about free enterprise. And this was a lot of the Trump theme as he was on the campaign trail, make America great again. I heard something tonight that was super interesting, and it was Jonathan Carl, who's an ABC reporter, covers the White House and politics. I just happened to be, because I was flipping around from Fox to CNN to everything, to just get a sense of what was the discussion on a different level and not just work the phones. And he said something interesting. He said, that when Trump went to Iowa 3 years ago and he talked to him, and he said he wasn't even sure that Trump would, you know, actually decide he was going to run for president. But he said to him, well, what would be your motto? What would be your vision? And he said, make America great again. And sure enough, you know, the red hats, the slogan, the people in the country, in our country, being so disillusioned with healthcare, with job situations, and overwhelmingly what we're seeing, the polls were wrong. And we knew that, and we talked about that, that you could manipulate polls in a lot of different directions. If you remember here on America Tonight, we said it was a coin flip, and pretty much that's what we're getting here. She may end up getting the popular vote. He gets the electoral votes, you know, in the end, winning some in some unbelievable places that haven't seen a Republican win in a very, very long time. So it was off. And you heard Ellen say that too, that, oh, people lie to pollsters. So they come out and they say, you know, whatever. I can tell you that when I went to vote today and I was in line, a lot of people were talking to me who were disillusioned. And there was this thread of a conversation, and they were not happy with how things were. They weren't saying who they were voting for. They were just saying they were unhappy with what was happening in the country, and they were talking about that and talking about the concern over what was going to happen with Social Security and whatnot. And that seemed to be a running theme. So people are at the Trump Hotel are celebrating. In Washington, they're celebrating. People in New York at the Trump campaign headquarters are celebrating. And at the Javits Center in New York City for Hillary Clinton's supposed celebration, it's long faces and heavy concern. They opened it up and made it bigger. They made the area bigger for Clinton because so many of the supporters said they wanted to bring their daughters to say, hey, this is a historic moment, the first female president. And they were even going to have fireworks, but they said, forget the fireworks. So they ditched the fireworks. But wow, you'd have to say, I think emails and Anthony Weiner also exacerbated the situation. The last 10 days, I think, really made a big difference. Stay with us.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cardio FX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Window, go in and out the window, go in and out the window, as you have done before. Go forth and seek your lover, go forth and seek your lover, go forth and seek your lover, as you have done before. Oh, kiss her when you find her.
All right, so and Hillary Clinton on the road to 270. Donald Trump has 244. Hillary Clinton has 215. I mean, you can take those numbers and switch them out a little bit here and there because, you know, the networks are so willy-nilly about projecting winners, especially after what happened with the Gore debacle. And now they're saying it's still in Pennsylvania too close to call. The difference is 2,826 votes. Too close to call in Michigan, 35,000 votes. In New Hampshire, the difference is 15 votes. Wisconsin, 86,000 votes. Too close to call, 59,000 in Arizona. Wow. In Maine, the difference is 17,000 votes. These are all states too close to call, my friends. Remember what I would say on this show? Every vote counts. Every vote counts. And this is the reason why. Because it's so bloody close. It really is. But I'll say it again. Barring a wild, incredible swing, which you never know, it's very unlikely. We're going to let you hear some of the sounds from the campaign trail in our next segment, because as you can imagine, things are pouring in on the fly. But I wanted to give you some of the, I'm going to give you some of the headlines, because I've been scouring everything, and so has our
Cracker Jack staff, our election staff that's here working hard to bring everything we can possibly throw at you, just different aspects of what's being said. So if we look at the New York Times, that's something to look at. If we look at the New York Times, they've got their headline says, Trump takes Florida closing in on a stunning, that's their headline right now, on a stunning upset. And then they talk about the markets being in turmoil over the Republican strong showing, that the financial markets are crashing. Gold, by the way, went up. Why the race did a screeching turn, that's another one of their headlines. By the way, marijuana was on 9 different state ballots. California voters opted to legalize recreational marijuana. How about that? Then you've got, and I'm going through pretty much what everybody's talking about, what the different issues were in parts of the country. They talk about Florida and what happened in Florida with Donald Trump. And he spent, you know, he spent the right kind of time in Florida. And I think Ellen Ratner at the top of this said it best. People are concerned about their benefits and seeing them get cut and not or not having them raised. So in Tampa, you know, the mood where my family is so many are elated over Donald Trump. They were thinking the unthinkable, and then there you go. So there's watch parties, of course, all over the country. There are people that have been glued to this thing, as we are, watching to see what's going to happen. And so people who doubted the idea that Trump could win this, like I think some of these television anchors who just seem so caught off guard, are not, we're paying attention to the pollsters, we're paying attention to the tea leaves. By the way, we'll see where the numbers ultimately fall, and it's not official yet. And again, you could have some bizarre twist of something, which doesn't, I think it's just so tight, I can't, you know, there's just states you can't call. But if you look at the House and the Senate, for the House, 219 Republicans, 157 Democrats, for the Senate, 48 Republicans, 46 Democrats, and that's where we sit on that. Because again, remember, it is a presidential year, and the presidential election is what's really got its claws into us. But there are, of course, in a lot of these hamlets across America where you're listening to us, some other important issues on the ballot, too, that affect you, that affect your pocketbook and who represents you. So we wait and wait and wait, and here's some trends that we got from the National Election Pool Survey, and they show that Clinton's support among women is comparable to the backing that women voters gave President Obama in 2008 and 2012, that Trump had less support among men than Romney did in 2012. About 87% of black voters supported Clinton, and Trump brought in 27% of the Hispanic vote. 25% of Americans said they were angry about how the government is functioning. And that's part of it. Wealthy Americans and households making $250,000 or more favored Clinton in this election. So that would be a big departure from previous elections. Voters 65 and up favored Trump. 7 in 10 Clinton voters said they were worried about a Trump win. 6 in 10 Trump supporters said they felt the same way about a Clinton presidency. Also found in this Morning Consult political poll, 36% of people said they wanted a strong leader. Only 16% wanted someone who cares about them or shares their values. So how about that? And how are the people in America feeling overall? 85% just want it to be over because they're tired of hearing about the election. I get it. In the meantime, the emails and the FBI investigation still being discussed on, you know, days before the election, and Rudy Giuliani, the former New York mayor and a big surrogate for Donald Trump, some people are saying he could be the attorney general, not Chris Christie, denied knowing about new emails in the FBI investigation into the private server before they became public. People are saying it's like he said he had heard about it ahead of time. All of this now is just water under the bridge, because unless something unforeseeable happens, there's just no way when you look at the numbers. The key states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, still too close to call. So now you go county by county, and that's what it becomes. So when you break down the map, you look at the rural counties, you look at certain areas and where they voted in the past, and some of that can be thrown out because Donald Trump smashed some of those wild predictions. He got votes in areas where normally he wouldn't have gotten those votes if you believed what the polls were saying. So certainly Trump has the massive momentum. His people are celebrating and they're incredibly optimistic that this is just going to obviously fold over. The momentum is certainly there. Winning Ohio and winning Florida and building that momentum was huge. Major themes that'll be talked about. What happened with the Hillary campaign? Was it the emails? Was it media? Was it XYZ? What does it all mean? And who brought her down? Was it her? Was it him? Whoever it was. I'm happy to see one thing. We don't know all the final numbers, but I know they're incredibly high across the board. Is that so many people went out to vote, that so many people took it to heart and they were just going to either see that change or they were going to go do what they had to do, but they were going to go out and they were going to vote instead of coming up with reasons why that vote cancels that vote and this vote cancels that vote. And look, it makes a huge difference. I think Hugh Hewitt, a fellow talk show host, might have said it best. When you try to sum this up, is it a rejection? Is it an acceptance? And Hugh Hewitt said, you know, the election is a rejection of Hillary Clinton, that people didn't trust Hillary Clinton. If there were reluctant Trump voters, there was a reason in the end why they voted for Trump for sure, that it wasn't just necessarily being a Republican, that it was absolutely a rejection of the ethics of the Clintons because of so much that had broken, that had come out about the Clinton Foundation, the emails, the servers, all of that. All of that. And by the way, even though the markets are dropping now, and it is pretty scary when you see that, I think the markets bounce back. It's just that uncertainty of what happens next that causes that to happen. I mean, this is certainly a wake-up call with this big showing. There's no question about it, that this is a huge wake-up call to whatever the so-called establishment is, that okay, this is very, very real. And for Mexico, remember one of the major themes that Donald Trump talked about was building a wall, was ending the problems of immigration. So now what happens? I would have to think that some of the border city areas are concerned about imports, manufacturing, all of that, because if Trump does some of what he said on the trail, it's going to be a much different way for the people in Mexico going back and forth over the border. Meet you on the flip side.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We're still in that holding pattern of too close to call. And I think, you know, especially now with it being at the, nail-biting time, I think that it certainly it looks like this goes the way of Trump, come on. But it has to be official. And somebody, you know, what if she runs a table? And I would be stunned. But when you have these election precincts and you're counting the vote, you can't just assume, because already we've seen problems with the assumptions. But let's just say the Trump people are feeling very, very good. They have the upper hand. The road has narrowed for Hillary Clinton to almost the impossible. It just hasn't shut, that road just hasn't shut down right now. And if for some bizarre reason it came down to 269, then guess what happens? He gets that final vote. So I think there's very little doubt here, unless the votes, when they're counted, something unforeseen happens. And because of what happened in 2000, you know, there's a sense of being, and I understand that there's a sense of being a little bit more cautious about it, because you don't want to call it and then find out that there was something wrong, something happened, whatever, and it wasn't, there was a precinct that wasn't in that switched in a different direction. Seems highly, highly unlikely that we will, that we'll see that. But as we motor through in our next hour, we'll have some of the sounds of this election day. But for now, I think in going over what we've amassed or pulled together so far on what's happened here, the we had a couple of things happen, including the Fox News, one of the Fox News anchors, apologizing for a false report of a likely Clinton indictment. Because remember, that was one of the things that was muttered in, that was one of the things that Trump said when they were having their third debate. He talked about that afterwards, that, you know, that whole idea of the foundation and that people had gone to jail for worse. So Brett Baer apologized for his report that Hillary Clinton faces a likely indictment as a result of a federal investigation into the Clinton Foundation and his report that the Clintons' private email server had been hacked by five foreign intelligence agencies. And that happened just a few days ago. So conversation about what went on in the media, what was said in the media, that has become very, very, very big. Let's just put it that way. I mean, either way, we have a close finish here, folks. And what does it tell us about this election after everything that we've been through as voters, as Americans, in watching this final, you know, this final night, the way that it has ended is just crazy. And I thought to myself today, I know it's going to come down to this. I know it's going to be, it's going to drag out, and that it's not going to be a definite. We're not going to have a definite winner right away, even though we'll see a lean, and the lean is toward Donald Trump. And it shows that there were a lot of mishandled moments for the, I think, for the Hillary Clinton folks. And I think there were some brilliant moments in the end handled by the Trump people. I mentioned it when he hired Kellyanne Conway, someone who I've talked to in the past who knows how to run campaigns. I mean, even if her candidates haven't won, sometimes they've come pretty darn close. She's got a great track record. And in so many cases, when they got kicked in the stomach with different blunders, there was always a way to come back. So as a result, it's historic. It's a historic uprising. That's the way to put it. Trump wins in Florida. Trump wins in Iowa. Trump wins North Carolina. Trump wins Ohio. Trump wins Wisconsin. Wow. That is huge. I mean, absolutely huge, needless to say. And if you want to hear something kind of, as a sidebar, funny, you know, the old joke about when some celebrity or somebody says, hey, if so-and-so wins, I'm going to Canada. So this time it was, if Trump wins, some people said, I'm going to Canada, right? As a result, the immigration website, Canada's immigration website, had so many requests in the last hour that the site crashed. So if you go onto the site, you get that internal error. So now all of a sudden people want citizenship to become Canadians. They want to do the reverse migration. I just think it's kind of funny. Also, the stock futures plunged 900 points, the worst that we've seen since 2008. The peso is low. So there's been some reaction to what is the probable, inevitable end to this election. The acceptance speech and the concession speech are going to be very, very interesting, I think. I can't wait to hear what either one of those candidates has to say. Now, for now, we're still kind of in that holding pattern. We're like a plane ready to land in New York at LaGuardia. We're circling, circling, and circling because we don't know where it's, you know, ultimately, we don't know where the planes are going to land. We're just waiting. We're waiting to see what's going to happen. In a recent poll, because of this election, I happen to see this out of Washington, most Hispanics, they say, actually back deportation. They want immigration, the immigration cap cut in half. So an election eve poll shows support for immigration enforcement, even among most Hispanics in the United States. And I think that was something that was not recognized. In a Pulse Opinion Research survey, they found that 51% of Hispanics believe that there's been too little done to enforce immigration laws. So the margin of 49% to 36% Hispanics support a policy causing illegal immigrants to return home by enforcing the law. So many people that we've had on this show at the Center for Immigration Studies have talked about this. The survey done for that center found that most Americans, 54%, believe that the administration has done too little to enforce immigration laws, and 56% support returning illegals. Immigration has been a huge, huge issue in this election. And Donald Trump, from the very beginning, called for enforcement and a construction of a wall, and has pushed and pushed and pushed about that. And remember, for Donald Trump, his last speech while in Philadelphia, the Clintons and the Clinton surrogates were there. The Obamas were there. They were with Bruce Springsteen and John Bon Jovi and others, celebrating, holding a rally, essentially, I guess. Donald Trump was still campaigning. After 16 months, he was in Michigan, and he said that there's no place I'd rather be for my last rally than right here in Michigan late at night. So Trump ditched most of his negative messages about Hillary Clinton trying to woo voters from the blue state to jump on his train when they voted later, and it looks like Michigan could go his way. It's not official. Hasn't happened yet. Still votes to be counted. We'll see. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.